whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, 97.1. Good morning to a bunch of winners. All we do in 25 is win. Pistons win last night. That's 5 in a row. The Wings haven't lost in the calendar year. And, the Lions are the Lions. They had a huge win on Sunday. Undefeated are Detroit teams in 2025. So good morning to the winners out there. We're going to talk a little bit of Lions football here. Hope nobody's going to complain about that. 802, a Lions topic inspired by Heather's news yesterday. Some debate going back and forth online. Mm-hmm. But, John, let's talk about these coaches that may leave and executives that may leave now. That's the latest. We know Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are going to be hot commodities. Apparently so is Chris Spielman. You see this?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. When you hear that, we've heard it for a couple of years now, whether it's members of the front office that are under the guidance and tutelage of Brad Holmes, who has had great success since he's been a GM, coaches under Dan Campbell, players, either coveted or players that want to come here, everybody wants a slice of success. And Detroit is having a lot of success right now. So Chris Spielman, going to interview with the New York Jets. Not surprised at all. I mean, his brother was a GM with the Vikings for a while. His brother, I think, is actually somewhat involved with the Jets organization.
I think he may be consulting in the search. Yeah.
It makes complete sense. And I think Chris even talked about, like, in the future, he would like to be a general manager. I think he mentioned that a few years ago. And he has gone through all of the steps of learning what it would take so that he's not just a guy going from, hey, former player, media personality, to general manager. He actually did the work and has done it. From what we know and can see from the outside, it feels like he's been a part of what this culture is now. He was a part of hiring Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and so it makes all the sense in the world.
I was initially caught off guard because when Brad Holmes was hired, people brought up Spielman, and Spielman was quoted at the time as saying he didn't feel he was qualified and said, I was not interested in being the general manager. Now, things change. He has every right to have earned some more qualifications and feel better about running an organization, but I didn't even put him on a radar, but it makes sense, right?
It makes all the sense in the world, and so Chris is a guy that is going to dot the I's, cross the T's. He's going to make sure he's ready and as prepared as possible for anything that he does. It's part of his DNA. And we know, we saw that as a player. We've seen that in so many different ways. And when we've got a chance to talk to Jimmy, who worked with Chris on the media side of things.
Yeah, when he was in Columbus.
And the work ethic is there. And you want to make sure that you're prepared so that you set yourself up for success. When he says, hey, I'm not ready to be a GM, I don't have the qualifications, he has spent the last 4 years attaining the experience from watching Brad Holmes, from watching the front office, from watching Sheila, and all the different things that you've got to do or have your hands in. When we were looking for a general manager here, Brad Holmes, what was part of the topic is, It's a really hard position to fill because if you're a good GM, you're unavailable. Mm-hmm. All the guys that get new GM jobs, it's learning on the job because there's so many different things you have to do. Now, he's taken his time to learn and watch and take notes. This is what I would do. This is how I'd do it differently.
He's deserving of the interviews, and if a team hires him, I mean, his resume speaks for itself in the sense that, I mean, his brother was a GM. He has worked inside an organization that has been wildly successful, has drafted and developed a culture. Yeah, he makes sense as a candidate. Now, the question is this a big deal for the Lions if they lose him?
I'm of the mindset, and I've said this the last couple of days. Do I think Spielman is great? Do I think Ben Johnson is great? Do I think Aaron Glenn is great? Yep. Do I think they are the greatest in NFL history? No. I don't know necessarily who that would be for a consultant to an organization, but it doesn't mean that you can't find somebody else that can do what Chris Spielman does. It doesn't mean you can't find another coordinator on either side of the ball. And are the chances there that it might not go well? Sure. We saw it with the Eagles. Are the chances there that maybe there's somebody better. That is also a part of the equation.
I think the big thing, too, is if you're a winning organization, you got to get used to this. Right, John?
Yeah. If you win, like I mentioned, leading up to this, when you have success, the New England way. How many times did we hear that here and wanted to vomit? How many times have we seen, whether it was Josh McDaniels or, you know, any guy hired from the Belichick tree, that they were going to come in, whether it was general manager or coach, and bring the success from New England to the next organization? It doesn't always translate to success, but everybody wants a slice of the pie. They want a slice of, and maybe it does translate. That's what they're looking for. The reason teams are looking for general managers or coaches is because things haven't gone well.
Big deal or no big deal? Chris Spielman interviewing for the Jets general manager job. I think a lot of people here give him credit, even though he's not the general manager or the head coach. I mean, when we did the Thursday touchdown on the medal stand, he got your... Tom gave him a medal.
Yeah.
He's not the GM. He's not the head coach. Those are the pillar positions of an organization. And if you're a really good organization and you plan to be a good organization for a long time, you will lose good people underneath them and you will have to replace them. Well, that's just the reality.
And then it becomes all about your hiring practices.
Yeah.
And I know Tom gave Sheila the gold, right, Tom? I think it was, yes. He gave Sheila the gold. And she obviously has good hiring practices through one round of hiring. And so she brought in Chris Spielman, who then helped set the tone for this organization with the hiring of Dan Campbell and then Brad Holmes, and how much he's been involved in all of the decisions. I'm sure at some point, on some level, all of them, but we don't necessarily know. It's kind of the gray area. But you've got to have good hiring practices. So if he leaves, what are the hiring practices of Sheila Hamp Ford? Can she hire somebody to fill that role?
But I don't even know. Is she hiring? I think Brad's probably spearheading that, right?
Like, well, she's the one that brought in Chris.
Yeah.
So
but I just mean,
I,
like,
I don't
the,
know.
The head football decision maker for the Detroit Lions is Brad Holmes, right?
Right.
I mean, he is the highest ranking football mind in the organization. This is a person who would, in theory, be replacing Chris.
The highest
Chris would be,
football mind, but not the highest in the organization.
Correct. So, Sheila's going to sign the paycheck, but in terms of, like, who's going to vet this candidate, I would trust Brad to do that, wouldn't
sure.
you? Yeah.
I think there's a great comparison here. I love John's opinion, especially on this. Look, he did what he's supposed to do, Spielman. He was brought in as a special assistant, and this is done in business sometimes. It's done in the sports world, to advise. And I think the comparison might be Jim Hackett with Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He was brought in to make the football program succeed again, and he was huge in pursuing Jim Harbaugh.
So, again, it comes to hiring practices. And when you lose a valued employee, and it might not be one individual that's hired to replace that valued employee. It could be a couple.
This phone call, I think, is going to connect some dots for people. Matthew in Gibraltar. Big deal or no big deal? Spielman interviewing for the Jets GM job.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's a great opportunity for Chris Spielman. And I think the Jets would be stupid to not hire him, because I think along with Chris Spielman, he could bring in Aaron Glenn, and then you'd have a GM head coach connection like we have here. And then that would kind of allow us to maybe hire the best defensive mind out there in Rex Ryan to be our next defensive coordinator.
Rex, Robert Saleh. I mean, there's a lot of good defensive minds out there.
Robert Saleh as well, but I do think that we're going to be keeping Ben Johnson. I think Sheila's going to offer him too much money.
Well, I like where your head's at, but I think you bring up a good point though. If one of these coordinators is looking for a good situation, if Chris Spielman goes to be the general manager, he could bring either of these guys as his head coach, and then
that defensive mind, defensive player.
I'm not going to pigeonhole him into defensive mind. I'm pigeonholing him into a great football mind.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I don't think we'd be even close to where we were if it wasn't for him. So I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah.
appreciate connecting the dots, because that's one thing we had talked about off air, is does this not make it more likely the Jets hire one of the Lions assistants? Maybe that's why it's a big deal. I don't think losing Chris Spielman in and of itself is going to be a huge loss. I think I trust Brad Holmes to spearhead.
If there's a pair.
But if you lose two at once to the same organization, then it's a domino effect.
Yeah, I don't think this would be a huge deal if he left. He came, he did his job.
Yeah.
He changed the culture of the Detroit Lions. He told Sheila, this is how you do it. And then it was part of the process in hiring both Campbell and Holmes. And now I don't think losing him. I think who he would take might be a bigger deal. Like,
who do you want him to take?
Holmes's right-handed man. You know, that would be hurtful in terms of the scouting player,
right?
You know, that kind of stuff. You know, if he takes Glenn with him, my reaction would kind of be, okay, I get it. If he took Ben Johnson with him, I'd be a little mad at him. You know, it's like, to me, that would be the bigger deal.
Who do you want him to take? Actually, why don't we answer that next? Because there's a lot of moving parts going on right now. We'll take some more phone calls. 248-539-9797. You know Aaron Glenn's interviewing for every job. Ben Johnson is going to be everybody's favorite pick. Those guys are potentially leaving after this season. Chris Spielman, add him to the list. It's 97-1.